More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Cadet. This month, Ballet Idaho will be kicking off its 51st season with a lineup of new and returning favorites that promise to fill the stage with suspense, with drama, magic, and of course, unforgettable dance. Joining us now to talk more about the upcoming season is the Artistic Director of Ballet Idaho, Garrett Anderson, and Principal Dancer, Graham Gobay. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks, Gemma. Great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, Garrett, your first program this season, The Gathering Dark, will be opening at the end of this month, and it includes three different pieces. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, we're really excited to be kicking off the season with this show. As the title infers, it's a darker show. It's the weekend right before Halloween. So we're leaning into that for sure. It still has a huge variety of movement styles and choreographic ideas on display. So you'll get everything from virtuosic ballet on stage on point to very contemporary movement. And there's three choreographers, three distinct voices. Two of them are world premieres, which means they're being made right now for this company, on this company. And the returning work was made on the company as well in 2018. So those three choreographers are Joseph Hernandez, who's based in Dresden, Germany, and also is doing work in the Northwest. So we were able to steal him away from some of his other engagements. And Penny Saunders, who we've worked with before, done several of Penny's works. And Danielle Rowe, who's based in Portland now. But all of them are really internationally acclaimed and in-demand choreographers we're so lucky to work with, which each of them. So it's a real treat.
So, Garrett, how excited are you to share these two pieces that are premiering with the audience?
I'm thrilled. I mean, it's always a fascinating process to see a new work come into being. You know, we have several conversations about music and ideas before they start. And then it's really not until they step into the studio with these dancers and you get to see what were recently just these nascent abstract ideas become physicalized and become translated into storytelling and drama and just amazing athleticism. So I love that process. It's always a long summer where we're planning and talking about it. And it's an amazing moment when the season starts and we get to get back in the studio and get back to work and see that come to life.
So Graham, let me bring you into the conversation. What performances can we expect to see you in this season?
Well, all the dancers you'll see in essentially every show, we only have a company of about low 20s dancers, and then we have about 10 to 15 more trainees to flesh out the group a little bit. So you'll really see everybody on stage a lot. For this upcoming performance, you'll see me in the piece called Dreamland, which is the Danny Rowe piece, and it is inspired by nightmares. So it's very perfectly on theme for Halloween. I know that we all kind of experience nightmares in our own way, but there's sort of some universal themes to that, whether that's falling, whether that's sleep paralysis, that idea of maybe a sleep demon over you as you sleep and you can't awake. Maybe it's a more visceral nightmare, and it really gets the dancers away from being human for the most part. And I think a lot of times audiences think of ballet as being pink tights and pointe shoes. So to have an experience on stage that's almost otherworldly and inhuman, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it right now.
It's a great piece.
It's such a cool thing to be a part of. And then I'll also be in the new Saunders work, which we do not have a title for yet because we started yesterday.
She's fast at work. I could tell you it's a murder mystery, and it's inspired
by goodness.
Radio plays in the 1940s.
Yeah, it's a very Radio City murder mystery. I know that we're toying with, does the audience know who done it? Are they in on it to kind of get like the inside scoop and see that story being told as well? Or is it going to be a mystery? And that's part of why these world premieres are so special to us, is because we don't know what's going to be made. We know it's going to be a special collaboration from every artist involved, whether that's a dancer or a choreographer or a set designer or props, etc.
Yeah.
Seeing something come into being is just a really special thing. And then to just put it out for the community to engage with, and it is what it is at that point.
Mm-hmm.
What do you hope that audience take away from these performances, Garrett?
I guess my real hope is that people realize that ballet is much more than what most people think. I think, as you know, Graham's descriptions kind of illuminate, there's so much theater in it. There's so much storytelling. There's so many different kinds of physicality. But, you know, you see these amazing athletes and artists interpreting music in vastly different ways, bringing those ideas again to life, and really bringing this immersive theatrical experience to the community. And I think we all have preconceptions of what we think ballet is, whether we, you know, articulate those or not. But when we get into the theater and you see Ballet Idaho, I think most people are surprised at the range and just the sheer athleticism and beautiful artistry on display.
You know, Graham, I think I have a more simple answer to that for myself. There's two main things that I really love when people take from the shows. And the first one is just, I hope people have a good time. I want people to forget about, you know, their stresses and stuff like that for an evening and just be pulled into a completely different world. And then kind of on the exact opposite side of that coin, I think there's so many universal experiences that people have or have been adjacent to. And I think one really special thing about art is being able to share that. And I think if an audience member ever has a moment where they see a little bit of themselves or their own journey or their own struggle or their own victories on stage, I think that's a really special thing to be able to relate to as both an audience member and as a performer.
Yeah, great.
So, well, Garrett, let's get back to the fact that Ballet Idaho has passed a really important milestone. I mean, that's 50 years. So this season is your 51st season. So what's next for the company?
Well, that's a great thing to look forward to this year. You said, last year was really about honoring our past and being grateful for the tradition and legacy and the foundation that provided. Now we stand on that foundation and we get to make new work and we get to celebrate what ballet is becoming and really our voice in that larger community of performing arts and how it is constantly evolving. That's an exciting place to be. And I feel so fortunate to have this company to get to go into the studio like we were talking about and just play every day and see how those ideas come to life. And really where we are right now is just the beginning. We're beginning the next 50 years. So we're really looking forward to the new pieces we're doing. Like you said, summer revivals as well. We're certainly not departing from our traditions, but we are excited to be a part of the conversation about where those are headed.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.